Hopefully this will, this has a tremendous amount of battery, but hopefully it will last for the duration of the time. So here we are in two senses with the challenge of quality over quantity. You know, we have an intimate group today, but also, you know, a limited amount of time. Hopefully though we'll really be able to make it worthwhile. Sefer Mishlei, which we're going to study over the next six sessions or so, is over 30 prakim. We're not going to be able to do the whole thing, but hopefully what we're going to be able to do is, first and foremost, today, lay out sort of what the project of the Sefer is. Okay, Mishlei is a unique Sefer in the sense that it is Mishalim. We're not dealing with narrative as we are in most of Nevi'im and Ksuvim. We're dealing with a kind of a very different modality of expression. And the question that we're going to pursue today is what exactly is that mode of expression and why? That's of course the first topic which needs to be addressed is, you know, why would Shlomo, if he wanted to write a book about X, and we'll define what X is today, but why would he put it in those terms? It certainly doesn't make it more user-friendly, but there might be a tremendous payback for this type of expression, as we'll come to see. As many people know, the first letter of Sefer Mishlei is enlarged. Mishlei Shlomo ben David, the Mem, is presented in a very larger text. So if everything else is written in size 12 times New Roman, the Mem was put in, you know, roughly size 22, I think it was. So the question is, why is that Mem large? And that's pursued by the Medrash. There are two Midrashim on Sefer Mishlei. There's a Medrash, and then it's summarized in the Yalkut Shimoni. So if you take a look here at source 1, the Medrash relates as follows. Mishlei, Mem Gedola, Milamit Shehis'ane Mem Yom, that Shlomo HaMelech sat in a fast for 40 days, Shetinasim Lo Chachmas HaTorah Kimoshe. That Shlomo sat in a fast for 40 days, 40 nights, connected Moshe Rabbeinu's experience on Har Sinai. So it's a fascinating medrash, and of course that Mem Yom is the reason that we put the Mem, in a very large print. That's the argument that the medrash is making. So what exactly is the medrash trying to teach us here? So I think there are many, many things which emerge from this medrash. Number one, that the chachma which is found therein is not necessarily of standard human origin, right? That Shlomo was appealing to something much greater, almost appealing back to the, you know, unique, singular experience of Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai, that he received Ruach HaKodesh in its most pure and pristine form, right? That the chachma, you know, herein is not just a very smart person's musings, something much greater than that. But I think even more importantly, what we really take away from this medrash is the sense of commitment and thirst for wisdom that Shlomo HaMelech had. That the sense of living the good life, as defined by the moral life, the value-driven life, the life of wisdom and doing the right thing, the ethical life, which we're going to see is so much the substance of Sefer Mishlei, that was, you know, to define what that meant in both the details and in terms of the more macro perspectives, that was of such great importance to Shlomo that he was willing to sit in a fast for 40 days and 40 nights. You know, like this idea that there's nothing more important to me in this world than determining the way that I should be living. And obviously, I find it very intimidating. if somebody said to me, "Would you fast for wisdom?" I would assume that they were talking about maybe a one-day fast, and I'd have to think about it. But 40 days and 40 nights. But because, you know, the idea was that, you know, I'm going to like put myself in a zone for the purpose of wisdom. It's just an amazing medrash, and it's something that really sets the tone for the Sefer in the sense that. The pursuit of wisdom, this like comes through in every single pasuk in Mishlei, the pursuit of wisdom is just, you know, such a value to Shlomo. And that itself, before we talk about what wisdom means and the different forms of wisdom, the different ways of getting to wisdom, I mean, we're going to learn about all these things. But the very fact that wisdom itself is of such great import is striking. And, you know, of course, society as a whole has moved away from intellectual pursuits as, you know, the most respected and prestigious and important, forget about respect and prestigious, but really the most important value. You know, so much of culture lionizes just other aspects of the human experience, what Plato would have referred to as the more appetitive aspects, different forms of pleasure. So the idea that a person could viscerally pursue wisdom is itself a message. Okay, that's point number one. There is essentially a six-pasuk preamble to Sefer Mishlei, where Shlomo lays out the basic project of the Sefer, and that's really what I want to teach today. And then, you know, next week and the weeks after, we'll start moving to some specific content. So if you take a look at source 2, this is really the mission statement for the Sefer, and it contains three parts. There's an introductory sentence, there's really two sentences about the purpose of the Sefer, and then there are three sentences regarding the various audiences for the Sefer. That's how these six can break down, and we'll just go through them. Mishlei Shlomo ben David Melech Yisrael. So these are the Mishalim, the parables of Shlomo ben David, the king of Israel. The Malbim, commenting on this pasuk, if you just turn the page just for a second, has a very beautiful comment just on this introductory pasuk. He says that when it comes to this pasuk, it's not just a pure introduction, but there is an important perspective here as well. Hapoel hu Shlomo ben David, ve'amar bo shlosha to'arim, ki ha'amitiyut yitvadu. Okay, so it describes him in three different ways, in three different appellations, so to speak, which represent three different sources of human wisdom. Number one, al yidei ha'chachma o ha'nevua, ve'al ze amar Shlomo, when he's introduced this, right, Mishlei Shlomo ben David. So the first point is Shlomo. So Shlomo, we know to be a very, very intelligent person, and Sefer Melachim, we're told that he was the wisest person of all time. So wisdom slash prophecy, shehu ha'yachacham v'chala l'avruach Elohim, that the first source of his wisdom was a kind of innate aptitude, and that in two senses, both his own intelligence, IQ, but also his access to divine wisdom. Remember, we spoke about him appealing to, you know, Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe Rabbeinu's experience with, you know, learning from Hashem. So here too, you have that Chala Ruach Elohim. So, but it, basically, the first source of wisdom is his innate intelligence, aptitude, as well as his unique spiritual standing that he was able to communicate with the Ribbono Shel Olam. The second point is al yidei ha-kabbalah ve'alzeh ben David v'hayelo kabbalah me'avosav, meaning tradition, mesorah. The reason he's described as, this is on page 2, source 3, we're just describing the first pasuk. It says Mishlei Shlomo ben David Melech Yisrael. So the Malbim is making the argument that Shlomo is one source of wisdom, in other words, innate aptitude, intelligence, slash interaction with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Source 2 of wisdom is Ben David, that he was part of a Mesorah, the Kabbalah from his father, essentially tradition, education, the wisdom of you know, many generations passed down. David Brooks has recently written a book, The Social Animal, you know, which is all about how, you know, groups work better than people. I still haven't gotten to it, but I've read many reviews, a big David Brooks fan, so I look forward to reading it over the summer. You know, but basically talk about how human wisdom is produced to a great extent by groups and by tradition passed down, accumulated wisdom. So this is a second source of wisdom. He's not just Shlomo, but he's Shlomo ben David. He has wisdom as Sadr. I was learning today in the Medrash in Mishlei, there's at least one tradition in Chazal, I was surprised to see this, that says that the wisdom of David and Shlomo were equal. We normally think about Shlomo as having surpassed. I mean, that's the simple pshat in Sefer Melachim, as having surpassed his father in terms of wisdom. But David was a great chacham in his own right. And then point number three, al yidei ha-bechina v'ha-nisayon, life experience. Shezei yishalem al yidei kivutas chachamim rabim, v'al zeh amar melech Yisrael, sh'al yidei sh'ayam melech al am chacham v'navon, hazeh hayukol ha-chachamim ne'esafin alav. So the life experience of being melech Yisrael, and also the fact that, you know, many, you know, he dealt with many intelligent people. Mi ka'amcha Yisrael goy echad ba'aretz, you know, am chacham v'navon ha'goy ha'gadol hazeh, you know, v'eschanan. So the life experience of being king of Israel with all the wise people that he interacted with, but also the experience that it taught him, that was a third source of wisdom. So already in this introductory pasuk, the Malbim, you know, kind of ingeniously sees three different sources of human wisdom. his innate aptitude and intelligence and access to the Ribbono Shel Olam, one. Number two, his sense of Kabbalah, of Misora, of having inherited a very rich tradition. Number three, his own life experience, interacting with the wise people in Israel, and I would add, in my own, sort of the experience, the great teacher that is, you know, the great teacher that is life. We just had last week's parsha, Mipnei Seba Takum V'Adarta Pnei Zaken, the requirement to pay homage to those of the accumulated life experience. Okay, so going back again to source two, that's Mishlei Shlomo ben David Melech Yisrael. Now, the next two psukim lay out a dual goal for the Sefer. Ladas chachma u'musar lehavini mrevina, to understand chachma and musar, different forms of wisdom, and also to understand sayings of bina, all these different formulations, and we're going to, you know, discuss in some detail. It's tremendous discussion in all the commentaries, the differences between chachma and musar and bina, but to learn some kind of chachma musar lehavini mrevina, to approach wisdom, to accumulate wisdom, and then a different form of wisdom entirely, pasuk gimel, lachachas musar haskel, to take practical application, tzedek, mishpat, umesharim, justice, righteousness, and as we'll see, you know, it's a form of compromise. So the various Rishonim saw in pasuk ben and gimel, you know, two very different themes. So if you just take a look at the next page, just take a look at this is in section 5, two realms of wisdom, inspirational and applicable. So Rashi here, source 6, says, Ladas chachma musar, hamishalim ha'elu amar lehodia librios, sheyu amelim batorah, shehi chachma musar uvina. In other words, the pasuk used, Ladas chachma musar lehavinim revina, Rashi says, chachma musar and bina are all references to Talmud Torah. So one of the main points of this sefer, these mishalim, were really meant to get people, to inspire people and instruct people to pursue Torah. That is one level of this sefer. These mishalim are designed to lehodia lebrios sheyu amelim b'Torah, to instruct them and to inspire them to pursue the wisdom of the Torah. Okay, so that's, you know, a very important goal. That's like very, if somebody asks you what sefer Mishlei is about, that should be one of your answers. We have this Rashi. Rashi says das chachma musar lahavinim revina, is to tell people that they should access chachma musar ubina, namely the Torah. So Mishlei is fundamentally an inspirational work. Okay, according to this this makor. Now we also have that second pasuk, tzedek mishpat umesharim, and I wanted to just introduce both Rashi and Malbim's version of this. So tzedek mishpat umesharim. Rashi says tzedek, source 7, tzedaka mimamono. So a certain kind of justice in the financial realm, right? And that couldn't be more timely in terms of all the white-collar crime that we've seen. So tzedek, in addition to inspiring people to Talmud Torah, which is ladas chachma musar, the next pasuk really teaches the importance of tzedek, tzedaka mimamono, to teach people to be people of integrity, mishpat, lishpot, ms, specifically for the judicial class, that they should be honest in their line of work. Umesharim, hihapshara, compromise, right? Shaveh, lazeh, lazeh. To, you know, various disputes come up in life to find a middle ground. So again, Rashi interprets tzedek, mishpat, umesharim to be in the realm of bein adam l'chaveiro, tzedek to be specifically in the realm of mamon, mishpat to be in the realm of mishpat and dayanas, and mesharim to be general compromise. The tzad hashav, the common denominator between these three things, is clearly that, you know, wisdom for society. So we have ladas chachma and musar as one pole of wisdom, and there's one type of wisdom to inspire people to pursue a life of Talmud Torah. The second type of wisdom that's, you know, being you know, included in this sefer is wisdom for society. Okay, so again, that dual goal. What is Mishlei? Mishlei are teachings that A, you know, teach people to pursue a life of Torah, inspire people, and B, give practical wisdom for society. Tzedek, Mishpat, Umesharim. We saw, you know, three different areas. The Malbim, just a very, very important general idea to have. I was very happy to find this. The Malbim has a little bit of a different definition for Tzedek and Mishpat. And again, tzedek and mishpat are, you know, the fundamental Jewish concepts. When we're told why Hashem chose Abraham back in, you know, Parshas Vayera, ki yadativ I know Lamana Sher Yitzav Et Banav Et Beito Acharav, that he will command his house after him. Lasot Tzedakah Mishpat, right? Lishmor Derech Hashem. Lasot Tzedakah Mishpat. And I always struggle myself whenever I'm translating Tzedakah and Mishpat, justice and righteousness, but always to give a little more substance to it. So this is a great malbim to know. I'm very happy about it. Al Yedei HaMishalim Ha'ela Yikach Tzedek U'Mishpat. Shehu Eich Yitnaheg Be'inyanim Shebein Adam L'Chaveiro U'Behanhaga HaMedinis. Interpersonal relationships and also for society. And what's the difference between Mishpat and Tzedakah? HaMishpat Huma She'i Asa Al Pi Hadin. That's what is right. Mishpat means to do the right thing. HaTzedek Hu Lifnim Mishur HaSadin. Tzedek means going one step further. Sheyashkef al hamakom v'hazman v'inyin shalafihem yatalifamin min kavadin lasos kefiat tzedek. Tzedek means one step further. So that's a very good differentiation between mishpat and tzedakah to know generally. Mishpat means what is right, and tzedek means to go one step further and saying not just what is required of me, but a kind of perspective of really wanting to do the very best one can in various interpersonal situations. Okay, so be that as it may, whether it's Rashi's definition of tzedek as mamon and mishpat as in a judicial realm, or malbim of tzedek as what is right and mishpat as, you know, beyond, a step beyond, be that as it may, what they really agree about is much more important, which is, you know, that there's a kind of societal wisdom which is found in this book. So again, we had Mishlei Shlomo ben David Melech Yisrael, three different sources of wisdom, the innate aptitude, the Mesorah from David, Melech Yisrael, life experience. Then the next two psukim, you know, detail a kind of dual goal to the Sefer. Number one, Ladas Chachma Musar Lahavinim Revina, to pursue a life of Torah, a life of Chachma Musar and Bina, to really justify and inspire why that is a meaningful life. And then number two, I'm going to give you, says Shlomo, practical wisdom in this Sefer. Okay? Now, then Shlomo goes on to sort of talk about his various audiences. Latet, this is Pasek Dalet, this is class one. Latet liftaim orma, to give wisdom and skill to those who are petty, those who are naive, or sometimes ptayim means actual fools, but here it's better translated as, you know, those who are naive, those who are not initiated. So, in other words, people who are not initiated will get something out of this book. They'll learn a certain set of skills. In the Medrash, it talks about, you know, from people who are like sort of, you know, younger than 20. Lena'ar das mizima, and Shlomo says specifically for younger children who are not, you know, schooled in the ways of wisdom of the world, this will also give various levels of advice. So the two classes of people that Shlomo says this is relevant to so far are those who haven't, you know, studied wisdom. It could be a book for beginners, and also for young people. But then on the other end of the spectrum, Yishma Chacham V'Yosef Lekach, that even the wise person will grow. The Chacham can also study these things. V'Yosef Lekach, Yosef is the critical word here, he will increase his wisdom. It's a very complex book in that way. It's both for beginners, they'll understand it on one level, those who are younger, but also for the Chachamim. Shlomo's not limiting himself. He's very ambitious here. He says, my market is the world. Right? This game is not from ages 7 and up. It's, you know, it's the whole world is invited, as Karl Bach used to like to say. So Yishma Chacham Yosef Lekach, V'Navon, and even the Navon, the very wise person, Tachbulos Yivneh, he will also increase his level of efficiency in operation. And the what appears to be for the Navon not only Tachbulos Yivneh, but finally, Lahavin Mashal Umelitza Dibrei Chachamim Bechidosam. This will enable him to understand both Mashal and Melitza, okay, which we're going to get to in just a second. Dibrei Chachamim Bechidotam, the words of the wise and their secrets. And it's really there that I want to discuss the question that I laid out at the beginning, which is why Mishalim? Okay, again, we see here them coming back to Mishalim. Shlomo is saying that the Chacham and the Navon, if they study this book, will not only understand Mashal, but Melitza, Divrei Chachamim Bechidosam. So what are these Mishalim? What is the point of Mishalim? Okay. So if you take a look here at, this is on page 2, section 4, and my apologies that we're, you know, just a little pressed for time, so I'm just jumping around a little bit to make sure we get everything in. Take a look at Rashi in source 4. Rashi says, Mishlei Shlomo ben David. What does Mishlei mean? Kol Dvarav Dugmos U'Mishalim. Right, everything in this book is basically going to be a parable. Mashal HaTorah B'Isha Tova, the first like 7 or 8 chapters all deal with this parable of B'Isha Tova, Isha Ra'a dichotomy. So Torah, you know, is, what is the standard for Torah? Representing Torah, we have the Isha Tova, the fine woman, Umashal Ha'Ovde Gilulim, and what is, you know, the representatives of Avodah Zarah is Isha Zona. Okay? Isha Tova and Isha Zona doesn't just mean Isha Tova, Isha Zona in the context of Mishlei. There's a deeper level of meaning. That's the what. What is a mashal? A mashal means we're going to use metaphor, we're going to use symbols, we're going to use representatives. Now we have to approach the why. Well, why would you want to do that? Or why not just explain? Right? If you're so ambitious, you want the whole world to be your audience. Number one. Number two, you have a lot to teach here. You have to inspire people for why Torah is important. Not only that, you have to teach them practical wisdom for society, you have to teach them tzedek, you have to teach them mishpat, you have to teach them meisharim. That's an ambitious project in its own right, right? I mean, you know, what, you have to, write it through these, dense parables? So, you need to justify that, right? So, the Malbim takes a crack at it. He says, Mishlei, al pizeh yomar ki chomer ha-sefer hu mishlei, that the substance of this book, right, the modality of its communication is really parables. Shehem kavutzas mishalim. It's a compilation of parables. Shelahavim dvarim sisumim v'amukim habilti nodim. Because to understand esoteric things, yamzi lahem amashal midvarim hanodayim. The way to do that is to use more familiar examples. And then he gives his own parable, right? It's a meta thing. He gives his own parable. Shederach halavush shel hamashal hanoda. Yubat hamit wabesh shehu animshal habiltinoda. That through looking at the clothing which enwraps the body, one can get to the deeper level. In other words, derech halavush, if you look at the outer, the exterior wrapping, you can get to the mit wabesh. And if you see somebody who's, you know, dressed, like you don't see their actual form, but you see their outline of their clothes, you can approximate their actual tzura, what lies underneath. So what the Malbim is saying here is that the substance of this book is very deep. So because it was so deep, Shlomo could not take a direct approach. What he really had to do is he had to utilize an indirect approach, namely Mishalim. Because the point of Mishalim is to give you more down-to-earth examples, the Isha Tova, Isha Ra'a, and through that you will be able to approach things which a more direct approach might not have been able to yield. Okay, so that's the Malbim's understanding. The reason that I think this is very important is because with the Malbim, and we're going to see this in even greater depth in just a second, the Malbim is really saying is that this is a very deep sefer. This is a very deep sefer. In other words, it's, you know, even if there are two general categories of wisdom that Shlomo is going to try and teach us here, to inspire us to pursue a life of wisdom in Torah number one, to give us wisdom for society number two, even if that's the rough outline, there are going to be very, very deep things here. And the Mishalim are a vehicle for approaching these deeper teachings. And that's exactly where I want to wrap up for today in the 2 or 3 minutes that we have left, is to discuss that last pasuk of the introduction. Lahavin mashal blitza. Shlomo said, the Navon Tachbulos Yiknet, the wise person will, deepen his level of understanding, and he will even reap Mashal Umelitza. So what does that mean? So Rashi says, Mashal and Melitza are two different levels. That as you read this book, read it on two levels. This is complex. Read the Sefer on two levels. Shiitnu Lev, Rashi says in Source 9, Shiitnu Lev Lahavin Bimikraus Shnei Hadrachim, HaMashal V'HaMelitza. Okay, you have to read everything on two levels, and just in the interest of time, I won't read the rest inside, but what Rashi means is understand the Isha Zona, Isha Tova, that's one level, right? Know when, Shlomo says, pursue the Isha Tova, not the Isha Ra'a, how important that is. In other words, understand the surface level, but also understand the deeper level, right? Whatever the Nimshal is, okay? So the book is going to exist on two levels, and the job of he who studies this book is to understand both levels. Okay? So that's what Rashi says. If you take a look at the Medrash Mishlei in Source 10, we have a very different interpretation of Mashal Melitza. Not the two levels in this specific Sefer, but take a look at Source 10. L'havin Mashal, Elu Mishalim Shel Torah, Umlitza Zoha Torah Atzma Shenikret Shema Melitza. That those who study this book will both understand the Melitza, which is the Pshat level in Torah, as well as the Mashal, which is the second layer in Torah, the Mishalim Shel Torah. So in other words, not that this book you should understand on two levels, But Lahavin Mashal Melitza means the person who understands this book will then be able to understand the Torah in two different ways, both the pshat of the psukim as well as the deeper messages being encoded therein. The Malbim really expands on this Medrash Mishlei. He doesn't appeal to it, but I just wanted to put the two of them together because I think that he was really saying the same thing. So he just says, source 11, Lahavin Mashal Melitza Ata Yivar Tzuras HaSefer Shenim Shabo Mashal Melitza. In this sefer, there is both mashal and mlitza. Hamlitza hu animshal, v'chein yomadu misoch lahavin mishle ha-torah shebichsav, v'hamlitza, what does that mean? Shehu ha-muskal ha-pnimi, asher tachas ha-levush ha-chitzon, shehu ha-mashal. In other words, the surface level, the parable is called the mashal, the mlitza is that which lies underneath. Kimo, b'sipurei etz hadas, v'hanachash v'chadome. Right, these like stories in the Torah, which are very complex, like the stories of the Nachash, the Eitz Hadas, Yavin HaMashal, HaMashal V'gam HaNimshal. You'll understand both the Pshat level and also the true message. V'chein B'Torah Shebal Peh, Yavin Divrei Chachamim B'Chidosam. That was the end of the Pasuk. Divrei Chachamim B'Chidosam. Shehim Advarim Shedibru Chachamim L'Farish Mitzvos HaTorah. Right, V'Amusarim Shamru V'Chadome V'chein HaAgados V'HaNistaros. So basically in the Gemara you have all these Agadas, you have all these Mamari Chazal, Midrashim, and you'll understand on both levels. You understand the surface level and you understand on the deeper level. So you're putting it all together, what you really have here, according to the Medrash and the Malbim, is this unbelievable thing. In other words, Shlomo says, I'm going to give you an amazing tool, what I call a meta-tool. I'm going to write a book that you should understand on two levels. Why? Because if you understand the two levels in this book, what will you be able to do? You'll export that to Torah in general. I'm going to train you, as it were, lahavin mashal umelitza, divrei chachamim b'chidosam. Once you integrate that skill into your, arrow into your quiver, I would say, it's a major skill. Once you learn how to read things on two levels, mashal umelitza, the actual surface level as well as the deeper level, then what will you do? The benefits you'll reap will be enormous because then you'll come back to the Torah and you'll perceive things in a much deeper way. You'll understand the surface level, but also the broader values, so to speak. So this represents a fundamental purpose of Mishalim. Right? Whereas the Malbim started and he said, why do we need Mishalim? Because this is like very esoteric, and so better to approach it through parables, the things that are more familiar. But what we really have here, I think, is a whole different understanding of the utility of Mishalim. Namely, that it's a kind of training grounds, right? That through understanding the specific Mishalim of this Sefer, there will be this incredible benefit, which is knowing how to use that technique in general, and knowing how to appreciate things on multiple levels, which is an amazing, brilliant thing that Shlomo did, right? In other words, that's really an amazing benefit, perk, dividend of Sefer Mishle. So just to review what we saw, I'm already, I have to check my... I'm already 1 minute late to Mincha, which I'm covering, but, okay, Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. I just wanted to summarize what we saw. We said, Mishle Shlomo ben David Melech Yisrael. Three different sources of wisdom that Shlomo had. Number one, he has aptitude intelligence, as well as access to Ruach HaKodesh. Ben David, he had a very strong Mesorah Kabbalah. And number three, Melech Yisrael, he had the experience of being king over a very wise nation, so he was able to refine his own wisdom, as well as to benefit from his life experience. Two different types of chachma, which are contained in the book. Vadas chachma musar lahavin im revina, to inspire people to pursue a life of Torah, which Rashi says is chachma musar vina, and also, lakachat musar haskel tzedek mishpat mefsharim, wisdom for life, as Richard Joel likes to say, but for society at large. Who is my audience, says Shlomo? Latei biftayim orma, right? The uninitiated I'll give, kind of wisdom, nar dasu mizima, for the youth as well, but not only that, yishma chacham v'yosef lechach, the chacham will be able to benefit, v'navon tachpulo zikna, and the wise person will grow in his wisdom. And not only that, but v'navon tachpulo zikna, l'havin mashal melitza, he will then be able to understand on two levels, Mashal Melitza, both the parable on the deeper level, Divrei Chachamim B'chidosam, and even when he goes to Torah Shebal Peh, the Divrei Chachamim, he'll understand Medrashim Agados on their two levels. So that's really why Mishalim, that's what we accomplished today, and the various types of wisdom that will be included in this book. So we answer two fundamental questions. Why Mishalim? It's both a training ground as well as a way to get to it's a practical way of getting to esoteric knowledge. That's why Mishalim. That's a very, very important idea. Crucial to understand what the purpose of this sefer is. And, you know, what are the two basic types of wisdom that will be included in here? You know, wisdom of the Torah, so to speak, inspire people to pursue a life of Torah, but also wisdom for society, right? And that's a dual goal. So in these six psukim, Shlomo said a lot. Okay, we'll pick it up there next week.